What about something a woman would wear around her wrist?
Well, now that there, that could be a bracelet or a watch or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What about something she'd wear around her neck?
Well, there's a whole lot of different things there. It'd be a necklace or some kind of a insignia or something that represents. See, I've seen them wearing that.
What about things strung up together?
That'd be beads. They wear beads and stuff like that.
You'd call that a what? A bead?
Well, it'd be a necklace, you see. What the way we used to call them, they'd be necklaces. But to me, a string of beads and a necklace is different. Because a necklace, to me, is stuff made out of metal. It's a kind of ornament. It's made out of metal, you see. And beads are different. They're strung up on a string.
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be the difference. Mm-hmm. To me, I don't know where that's right, but that'd be the difference to me.
What about something men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Any other name for them?
Well, galluses and suspenders, about all I ever hear them call.
Uh-huh. And something you'd hold over you when it rains.
Hold over you?
Yeah, you'd carry.
The umbrella, parasol.
Was that the same thing?
Same thing.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover for the bed.
Well, that'd be a bedspread or a nice sheet. May use bedspreads this day and time. You used to use sheets a long time ago. But you use bedspreads now. And they used to call them counterpins back there. A bedspread was a counterpin. They didn't call them bedspreads. They called them counterpins.
Did they make them themselves or did they buy them?
Well, some of them made them, some of them bought them. And there's always people can make anything, see. I don't care. There's somewhere can make anything. And a lot of them made them. I've seen them crochet them, and boy, they was beautiful. It'd take them for weeks to get it crocheted, but they crochet them a counterpin, they called it. Mm-hmm. And boy, it'd be beautiful. It'd have all kinds of flowers on it, and it'd use different threads, and see, and it was just beautiful. Of course, you could see through them. They got little, you know, little deals where they run the needles and things.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillar.
Do you remember seeing something about twice as long as a pillow? It went.
No.
Did you ever hear of a bolster?
A what?
Bolster.
Bolton.
Bolster. Anything like that?
No.
What about if you had a lot of company and you didn't have enough beds for everyone? For the children to sleep on, you'd make a...
Well, I tell you about that. It ain't only children. I laid on pallets, too. And put it down the floor. I've laid on them, too. And then I've had enough company that they wasn't near enough room for... If we'd had five beds or six beds, it still wouldn't have been enough room. Because, boy, people used to visit one another.
Uh-huh.
Just make pallets all over the floor. That's the way they do it. Lay down and go to sleep. I couldn't even lay on one now. They'd kill me.
How often did you have that much company?
Oh, maybe once or twice a year. Sometimes it'd be two or three times in the summer, in the spring, or in the summer. They'd do that when it got warm, you see. They'd
mm-hmm.
go visit people that way. And man, I've seen them all over everywhere. People used to have them. Used to visit one another a lot more than they do now. People don't visit no more.
Mm-hmm.
But they used to everybody visit.
You know these people right across the road?
No, they live where we don't even know
them. I don't even know what to look like.
See, we don't even know them because they lived over there I don't know how long. We don't even know them. We don't know them people right down here. I don't want to see them past here in that trailer house.
Uh-huh.
We don't know them, man. But used to, you know people for 20 miles. 25 miles, you come and visit you, come and stay all night with you, get in their wagon, come down and stay all night with you, go fishing or hunting or something like that, you see.